This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Subhanallah, I'm gonna speak randomly here. I was preparing something and I will go back to it hopefully. But just right before I got on the pulpit, I learned that one of the dearest brothers to my heart has passed away. Brother Nabil Jawala, he's a Pakistani brother, his father just passed away. And I just visited the brother, I believe Wednesday. And subhanAllah, he had a cancer. And he caught pneumonia, that's a lung disease, and the cancer spread all over his body. And basically the hospital told him, you're done. You know, you have 6 months or so. And they told his family, whether you take him to a hospice, I think that's the place where people spend their final days, or, you know, take him home. And I can tell the condition of the brother is unbearable. And his family are very disturbed. What are we going to do? Throw our father into a hospice? And if we bring him home, there is no way we can take care of his medical condition. So I spoke to my brother, and the thing that when you visit the sick and you know that there is a chance for death, ya ikhwa, always speak about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about how merciful Allah is. So I told him, Allah will take care of you. When he actually told me no hope and I don't know what I'm going to do, wallahi ikhwa, just came out of my mouth. I said, Allah will take care of you. Allah will manage your affairs. We know the brother very punctual in the salah. And I will not forget this day when we started this project 2 years back, this community center. He was out there with his family from A to Z. And he's always there. And I had no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of his condition. And he ends up dying in the morning of a Friday. If you have faith in the revelation, this is the best death a person may receive. Comfort. Ya ikhwa, a janaza passed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, mustarihun aw mustarahun min. This person, whether he rested from the world or whether he's being rested from, after the janazah passed by, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by his companions, Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, Mal mustarih wa mal mustarahu min? Who is the person who is rested and the person who is rested from? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إن العبد المؤمن إذا مات استراح من هم الدنيا. The believing slave of Allah, when he dies, he rests from this dunya. ويذهب إلى رحمة الله, and he goes to the caretaker, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the moment of death. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Indeed, those who testified that their Lord is Allah and they were steadfast on that testimony, angels will descend upon them, giving them comfort. يَقُولُ ابْنُ عَبَّاسِ, at the time of death. فَرَاحَ يَسْتَرِيحُ. You go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He takes care of you. You do not need a hospice. You do not need. Brothers and sisters in Islam, imagine just 2 days before the death of the man, he is asking me, I'm beginning to miss my salah. Can you help me? What I need to do? What I need to do? I can't make wudu. What an end, brothers and sisters in Islam. نرجو الله أن يتقبله من الصالحين. We hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will accept him amongst the righteous and the pious. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a similar end, rather better than this, ya Rabbil Alameen. But again, ya ikhwa, when you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you rectify your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will manage your life for you. Allah will take care of your business. ولذلك, our righteous predecessors used to say, don't request certain things from Allah. Allahumma dabbir li amri. Oh Allah, manage my affairs. Manage my business for me. I'm going to just seek the means. I'm going to walk like the birds flying, but you manage it for me. There is no other better management in the whole world than this. In another note, last night we had the neighborhood meeting about this place. And subhanallah, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows His soldiers. Again, ya ikhwa, hopefully this is within the subject that I want to address, and I will make it short, insha'Allah. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, you're going to catch your work, insha'Allah. We entered into Mission Viejo Elementary School. This is a neighborhood meeting regarding this community center. They've thrown a fuss about this swimming pool being filled, and they are saying that we're going to have a masjid. And we don't blame them, because they come walking around the community and they ask some of the brothers, is that a masjid or a community center? They tell them it's a masjid. Your Muslim told us this. But look at this. We got the police there. All the departments of the city, the permits, the zoning, the landscaping, and some other authority there, attorney general or something. And just myself and my brother Ishaq, and we took a lawyer Qusair with us, and we're walking out there, and the place is filled with neighbors. Man, what's going on? This is a real setup, you know. It's so we sat, and everybody is reporting. Wallahi, the zoning. This place is zoned as recreational center. This is the primary zoning. And the secondary, they could worship. And before they purchased that place, they came to us, and we given them in writing. That's what we requested, that we could pray. Thank you. The permits. These guys, zero violations. We've been giving them a hard time over wudu facilities, about to be done, 2 years now. They didn't complain. The landscaping, they ended up, we have some trees and we're going to fix it. Subhanallah, until this woman came out, and I could not articulate this the way that she did. Even though I've been studying Islam for years. May Allah guide her, ya Rabbal Alameen. Look what she said to those people. Dear neighbors, there is a cultural divide between us and the Muslims. We were grown up or brought up to believe that there is a separation between church and life, not just state. It originally used the state, politics, but no, it became life. Basically, if you want to worship Allah, you have to go into that building and pray. That's it. That's what the religion for us is. Muslims are not like this. The umbrella for Muslims is their deen, their Islam. Wherever they go, they have to practice their deen. Now, if they come for recreational, they still have to exercise Islam. Therefore, they need a place to pray. And that is why they have that place to pray. And we cannot tell them no. Look, we didn't even say a word. Wallahi, we didn't say a word. Wallahi, at the end, ya ikhwa, there was one person, He kept coming after us just to sweet talk us after he showed himself and showed his hate and resentment and bigotry towards Muslims. Again, brothers and sisters in Islam, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manages your affairs. Manages your affairs. If you're truthful, if you're faithful, if you're doing it for the sake of Allah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, sometimes in our circle of relations, we strive so hard just to make people happy with us. You try to please people so much so that they become impressed by you. So, oh man, this guy is really, this is the guy. And sometimes we actually end up showing off in front of them in order to gain their acceptance, in order to maintain their pleasure with us. Sometimes actually we may disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to make them happy. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, wal-athar fi sunan al-Tirmidhi. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, radiyallahu anhu, sent a letter to Aisha while he was Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ya Ummah, O my mother, give me nasiha. And if it can be short, give me nasiha, advise me. Aisha radiyallahu anha wrote to him, أَمَّا بَعْدْ, as for what to follow, فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ, I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, مَنْ أَرْضَ النَّاسَ بِسَخَطِ اللَّهِ أَسْخَطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ. If you sought with an S, if you seek sought, if you strive to earn the pleasure of the people at the expense of the displeasure of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make those people angry at you. And I always give that scenario. You're working in a place and there is a lot of Islamophobes around you, especially your boss. He knows, you know that he's really anti-Islam, anti-Muslims. And now you're supposed to pray 5 times, especially in these winter days, short days, Dhuhr and Asr normally hits while you're working. Now you know if you're going to pray in front of your boss, so now you're going to leave the salah to make him happy. That's an example. You know what? The hadith tells you this man will fire you for another reason. There will be another reason that this man will fire you for it. Look at the end of this. وَمَنْ أَسْخَطَ النَّاسَ بِرِضَ اللَّهِ. And if you do the right thing, if you stand for what is right, if you stand for the truth firmly, but this will make you go head to head with the people. The anger of the people will be upon you. كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ النَّاسِ. كَفَا, Allah will protect you from the people. هذا المعنى يا إخوة. كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه, one of the three who did not join the battle of Tabuk. We know that there are three companions, they did not join Tabuk. And we know jihad, fighting in the cause of Allah, was mandatory, like the salah, like the zakah, like the hajj, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So hayya ala al jihad like hayya ala al salah. Hayya ala al salah equals hayya ala al jihad. You cannot abandon unless you have an excuse. ليس على الأعمى حرج ولا على المريض حرج وَلَا عَلَى الْأَعْرَجِ حَرَجٍ. You must be limping, you must be sick, you must be blind, or you don't have the means to go. كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه had zero excuse. And he knew it. So he learned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming back tomorrow. He said, how in the world I'm going to come out of that situation? I have no other resort but to do like the hypocrites. Come up with a lie. Lie to the Messenger of Allah. Well, hadith fil Bukhari, when he stood in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, listen what he said. Wallahi ya Rasul Allah, by Allah, O Messenger of Allah, لقد أعطيت جدلا. I'm the best one to speak. Ka'b, by the way, used to be a poet, sha'ir, in Jahiliyyah. And you know poets, people who say poem, they are very eloquent. They speak. Wallahi, I'm the best to make up a lie. He's telling him, I'm not short of that. I'm not short of this. But I know, if I tell you something right now, which is a lie, and I will disrupt that relationship with Allah, because I'm lying to you. You're a human. You're going to believe me. You're going to be pleased with me. But I know that later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn your heart against me. شوف الفقه. Look at the understanding. Look at the understanding, brothers and sisters in Islam. You need to realize that the limb with which we love and resent, which is the heart, is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن قلوب بني آدم بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن يقلبها كيف يشاء. The hearts of the children of Adam are in between two fingers of Allah. And we say fingers and Allah, نُثْبِتُ الصِّفَةَ. We affirm the attribute, but we don't resemble it to the created being. Allah has fingers in a way that suits His majesty. Should I try to find out how His fingers look like? No, I'm not commanded to do this. And if Shaitan plays my head with my head, so I end up making up a picture of Allah's finger, say subhanallah, Allah is above that. This is how we deal with the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولذلك ابن القيم رحمه الله has a statement out of this world. What did he say? He is addressing the person who shows off for the people in order to impress them. So in my salah, I'm showing off, I'm perfecting my salah to impress you. You know what he said? قلب من ترائي بيد من عصيت. The heart of the one to whom you're showing off is in the hand of the one you're disobeying. If you want him to love you, be sincere in your salah. شوف. Look at the rest of the statement of Ka'b ibn Malik, brothers and sisters in Islam. But I know, O Messenger of Allah. That's the rest. وَلَكِنِّي أَعْلَمُ that if I tell you the truth, that I'm wrong, I made a mistake, I had no excuse. لَا عُذْرَ لِي تَجِدُ عَلَيَّ فِيهَا تَجِدُ عَلَيَّ بِهَا. الحق هذا that turns you against me. سخط يعني. But I know, because of me maintaining that relationship with Allah, focusing on that relationship with Allah, that I told you the truth, Allah will turn your hearts towards me later on. This is, brothers and sisters in Islam, the dilemma that a lot of Muslims are not paying attention to, whether it comes to relationships, whether repair, rectify that relationship with Allah. Wallahi, Allah will take care of your life. Allah will take care of your kids. Allah will take care of your children. Imagine our brother 2 days before his death, asking me, and I can tell that he wasn't, the medication is getting to him, and beginning to abandon the salah, the connection with Allah. What should I do? Can he advise me? I told him tayammum and pray when you're not in that state. Maybe you can combine the salah, but don't leave the salah. You don't have to face the qibla because you cannot leave. You know, just pray with your eyes. You don't have. So I told him salat sahib al-a'dha. He said, he was so happy. He was so happy. Allah manages his life for him. Brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the spoilers of relationships, if I love you and you love me for the sake of Allah, if we separate, one of us committed a sin. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم والحديث الأدب المفرد للبخاري وخرجه أبو داود قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, ما تواد اثنان فيفرق بينهما إلا بذنب ارتكبه أحدهما. Two individuals love one another for the sake of Allah, and they begin having conflict, rest assured that one of them committed a sin. That is why if you hang around someone that you want to, you love, and you love dearly, you love his brotherhood, you love his sister, you love, make sure that he doesn't sin, because the sin will get to that relationship. Make sure that, hey, did you make your salah today? Huh? What are you doing? Come on, you can't be with, because I want to maintain, I love my brother, I don't want to lose. Right there, brothers and sisters in Islam. Right there. Getting to the point, how can I rectify my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I correct it? How can I jump start it? It's never late. Never late. Four things. Al-Ihsan. You know, it's, there was no other person, yani, so loved, that we hear about his relationships and the amount of love that he received, than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let's take the example of Yusuf. Yusuf, everyone came across him, loved him. And by the way, the people who loved him, they ended up harming him. Look at the people who loved him, they ended up actually. Al-Aziz, he loved him, he jailed him. The wife, she accused him of allegedly of something that he did not do. وذلك يحكى في الإسرائيليات that someone came to him and he said to him, إني أحبك, I love you. He said, please, thank you, stay away, thank you. It's okay, stay away. Sure, look, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turn all these hearts to love him? Because of his ihsan. The scholars, ya ikhwa, they came up with over 15 excuses to give Yusuf, would he have fallen into that trap of the women? He did not. حَاشَ لِلَّهِ هَذَا يُنَاقِضْ عِصْمَةَ الرُّسُلِ لا لا لا. But look, they said he's a young man, and the sexual drive at the youth is high. Above all, he's a stranger. غريب. You know, when people want to sin, normally they book a flight to Disney, to Wisney, to Hawaii. But normally when in their community, they would not do it. They would shy away. But when he's a stranger, yeah, people who are strangers, they do weird things. Look at this. Normally the woman is the one who's asked. No, the woman is asking him. And she is the mistress. Not only this, غلقت. You know what that means? It's not غلقة. The verb is غلقة. Without that ال here, that means, you know, that you chain it, you lock it, you put 5-6 locks. غلق الأبواب, plural of باب. Bab is a door. No, multiple doors. The living, the bedroom, the private area, multiple. And نقرأ في الإسرائيليات يا إخوة that this woman used to have, we know Egyptians at the time, they used to worship idols. She had her idol sitting in the bedroom. So when she was taking off her clothes in order to invite him in, so she covered the head of her idol. يعني إسرائيليات, we do not believe it, we do not belie it. فيوسف asked her, what are you doing? So she said, I don't want my God to see me doing this. وهذه إبراء كافرة. يعني إبراء كافرة. She's not a Muslim. He said, what about my God? What about my Allah? ولذلك قالت هيت لك. Look at this. قال معاذ الله. Can't do this. And you know, he did something that none of us do. You know, you don't, in that situation, you don't say, no, I can't do this. I'm strong enough. لا والله. وإلا تصرف عني كيدهن أصب إليهن. He knows that the only one who can save him from the situation is Allah. سبحانه وتعالى. That's why he seeks refuge with Allah. Look, compare him with the son of Nuh. Huh? The son of Nuh, the one who drowned. Nuh had four sons. One of them drowned. When the ship was sailing, وهي تجري بهم في موج كالجبال. The ship is sailing in waves as huge as the mountains. ونادى نوح ابنه وهو في معزل. He saw his son. يا بني اركب معنا. يا ولد تعالى. Come with us. What did he say? He didn't say Allah is going to protect me. He didn't say that. He said, قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء. شوف, look at the difference. I will find refuge in a mountain. لا, you find refuge with Allah. تنخلع من حولك وقوتك وتطرح خدك على عتبة العبودية. هذا هو الإيمان. You come out of your means. I'm unable. That is step number one. If you want to rectify your relationship, brothers and sisters in Islam, a lot of Muslims, unfortunately now, they assume that they can trick Allah. They can do all type of things and Allah doesn't know. Allah doesn't know. Yeah, I want to give you, Bani Israel did all type of sins. All type of sins. Imagine killing messengers and prophets. What about that? Killing prophets. وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق. Imagine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not punish them until, in a way, يعني, until they committed that sin. He actually transformed them into apes, chimpanzees. What sin? Huh? وَاسْأَلْهُمْ عَنِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَةَ الْبَحْرِ إِذْ يَعْدُونَ فِي السَّبْتِ. They said, Ya Rab, a village, a town, fishermen, their job is fishing. They said, Ya Rab, give us a day on which we don't do any worldly things except worshipping you. Allah given them a Sabbath. Saturday, Sabbath. Subut. Sabt min al-Subut. Fishermen. Here is the test. Throughout the week they go fishing, zero fish. Not even لقد قرمنا السمك. They used to say لقد, we miss eating fish. Imagine fishermen. طيب on Saturday the fish would come to them what? With the fin. واسألهم عن القرية التي كانت حاضرة البحر إذ يعدون في السبت إذ تأتيهم حيتانهم يوم سبتهم شرعا ويوم لا يسبتون لا تأتيهم. So in Saturday, the fin, you know, if you've been a fisherman, when you see the fin, you know that the top part of the fish, you go crazy. Man, I got a fish. You go crazy. But this happens on Saturday. So what they decided to do? Huh? Okay, let's put nets on Friday. The fish is going to enter these nets on Saturday and pick it up on Sunday. Is that the type of relationship you have with Allah? Allah can... Two Muslims. One of them wants a car. And he doesn't want to pay usury. The other one goes and he buys it on credit. And he pays interest, usury. And he sells it cash to the other brother. What do you think about a deal like this? Trickery. Tricking Allah. Tricking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first area, brothers and sisters. Quickly, inshallah. أن تلقى أوامره بالتنفيذ وأخباره بالتصديق وأقداره بالرضا بالصبر والرضا. Number two, we said four steps here. Step number two, that anything that you're told in the Quran and in the Sunnah, believe it. يا إخوة, discussing and arguing things that are authentic in the religion contradicts your la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Because when you said la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, you believed in the name of Allah, the all-knowing, the all-wise. That is why when something comes to you and you question it, you're contradicting this. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, they came to him. Your friend claims that last night he went to Jerusalem and he came back. Abu Bakr asked about the authenticity, because that's not in the Quran. The authenticity. Did he say that? Yes, then he's true. I believe him. لا ترد. لا ترد المسلمين الآن المسلم يرد بعقله يرد بعقله. He rejects the command using his intellect. Say, you know that Sheikh said that and that Sheikh. لا, you have to believe in what you're told in the Quran, in the Sunnah. And I always give the example of that famous hadith, the fly. If a fly dips its wing in your drink, and you want to drink that drink, you don't have to drink it. You can spill it and move on with your life. But let's say that you're in the desert, and the only drink available for you is that glass of water. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith al-Bukhari wa Muslim, hadith Abi Huraira, top of the line of authenticity, dip the other wing and drink. Muslim, yeah, brother, don't tell that stuff to Muslims. To non-Muslims, you go like, hey, Muslims are drinking flies and... Ya Raj, this is from Allah and His Messenger. From Allah and His Messenger. You see, one of the people learned, non-Muslim, he took this to the lab. He did some lab work. He found out that there is a disease in one of the wings and the remedy is in the other wing. That's how we look at it. You believe in al-akhbar. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi hadith Abi Hurayra radiallahu anhu, one day he was walking with his companions and he said to them, a man was walking with his cow. So he decided to ride on his cow. The cow looked at him and she said, مَا لِهَذَا خُلِقْتْ. I wasn't created to do this. إِنَّمَا خُلِقْتُ لِلْحَرْثِ. I was created to help you blow, help you with the agriculture. The companions looked at the Prophet, Abu Bakr and Umar were not there. They looked at him and said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Messenger of Allah, أَبَقَرَةٌ تَكَلَّمْ. A cow speaks. He said, أَنَا أُؤْمِنُ بِذَلِكَ وَأَبُو بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ. We believe this. No doubt. Brothers and sisters in Islam, no doubt about your deen, that your salvation is in Islam, that Allah is in control, no doubt of this. Executing the commands, that is number three. Tanfidul Amr. Muslims right now reject the commands. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Why did Ibrahim alayhi salam gain that status? Because he was tested with the commands. Top of the line, you take your own son to slay him with your own hand. And he was willing to do it. He took Ismail and he's about to do it. You have to execute the command, brothers and sisters in Islam. Listen, no one will be able to perfectly implement every single command. No one at all. We can't, I can't, you can't, nobody can. But in principle, you have no reservation. You can say, you know what, I'm going to do this one and this one and this one, but this one, no. You can't do that. You cannot do this. Wallahi, last week, I was in New Jersey, and I was giving a lecture in Stockton University, Stockton, one of these Stockton names. And I ended up, you know, this, subhanAllah, even we get tested with this. So I ended up with this sister sitting next to me. I'm going to call her a sister, inshallah. I think she did this out of not knowing. And, you know, this was a question about the hijab. So one of the person who was moderating, he asked her, can you give words of encouragement to the people to the sister sitting here to wear their hijab? So the sister started saying, well, you go ahead and center yourself, and if you feel that you're strong enough, do it, but you could delay it, but don't rush into it. Ya salam, deenun jadeed. Deen. I was sitting out there, alhamdulillah, wallahi, Allah brought sakina upon me. I couldn't. Hada huwa deenul jadeed. This is the deen they want to promote. Now, center, internal strength, or external strength. Internal strength, or external strength. إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. I hear and I obey. And brothers and sisters in Islam, this is what separates. I'll give you an example. You have two individuals, two of them do not pray. هذا تارك للصلاة وهذا تارك للصلاة. Two of them. طب I'm going to ask this one. Assalamu alaikum, brother. How come you don't pray? Ah, oh, man. Well, I don't have time. And you know, five prayers now is, we're a little bit busy. Muslims at the time of the Prophet, they used to live in the desert. They didn't have Google and Yahoo. And I think two is enough for, you know, maybe I'll try one or two. If this brother knows what he's doing, kafir, hukmuhu kafir. This is why the scholars differed on the ruling regarding a person who does yakfur. If he knows, listen, if he knows, if he is not jahil, this sister, I assure to you, she doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't know. But look at the other example here. Look at the other example. Assalamu alaikum, brother, how come you don't pray? Astaghfirullah, Shaykh. Wallahi, Shaykh, make dua for me, wallahi. Wallahi, nifsi, asalli. I'm so weak. Can you please make dua for me? A Muslim! Hada Muslim. And both of them are to rakl salah. Mahwa, Iblis and Adam, both of them sinned. Satan did not bow. Adam ate from the tree. What was the difference? This. That you reject, that you deny, tajhad al-amr, tastahil, that you legalize the haram. And the other one knows that he is wrong. And this is what I'm talking about. There are a lot of commands. I know that you're not able to fulfill, but feel guilty about it. Feel guilty about it. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated istighfar and tawbah, so that you can come back to Allah and rectify that relationship. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. So the steps to rectify your relationship with Allah, so Allah will better your lives, Allah will better your relationships. Number one, إحسان. Allah مطلع عليك. Whatever you do, Allah sees you. Develop that. Number two, believe in what you're told. In the Quran, the sound hadith with certainty, with no doubt. Number three, the execution of the command. Number four, patience regarding the qadr. Patience. Be patient. Be patient. By the way, you don't have to accept it. The scholars differentiated between two servitudes, patience and acceptance. Initially, you don't have to accept. You go through the pain. We're going through the pain of Donald Trump now. Be patient. Be patient. And later on, inshallah, with that patience, we're going to accept the fact that he's our president. And we're going to deal with it. And you know what? Wallahi, we're seeing the signs from Allah. The signs from Allah that Muslims are like dealing with this subject as if Donald Trump became the president without Allah's will, beyond Allah's will. La, he is there for a purpose, and there is a good purpose that will come out of it. Wallahi ya ikhwa, by Allah, I see this hadith crystal clear. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, inna Allah la yansur hadha ad-din bil rajul al-fajir. Allah will give victory to this deen through a wicked man. Now, see, Washington Post last week, an article supported with evidence, with numbers. Look what the author said. The view of Americans on Islam and Muslims has shifted, he used that word, miraculously. In another context, drastically. Since Donald Trump started his presidential campaign. Probably what we got last night, because of this. Now it's time, wallahi, the best time to make da'wah in America, right now. Don't shy away from your deen. Rectify your relationship with Allah, and Allah will help you. Allah will help us as an ummah. Allah will help us as an ummah. What would you like to hear that a stateswoman, Madeleine Albright, saying, if they do a Muslim registry, I'm going to register as a Muslim. Listen, it's all, these are signs. These are signs to us brothers and sisters in Islam. Stay positive. Trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rectify that relationship with Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you His wonders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you His wonders. Allahumma aghfir lana dunubana. Wa israfana fi amrina. Wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan wa arzuqna itiba'a. Wa arina al-batila batilan wa arzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma waffiqna ila ma tuhibbu wa tarda. Allahumma arham akhana ya rabbal alameen rahmatan wasi'a. اللهم تقبله من الصالحين اللهم تقبله من الصالحين اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهديين يا رب العالمين. Brothers, one last thing. On the 18th, inshallah, of February, we're going to have an open house for the neighbors. So please come and interact with them, inshallah. Also, in the 1st of April, we're going to have another open house for them. And we have our fundraising dinner in order to finish up the swimming pool. We're going to turn this into a gymnasium. And inshallah, we're going to open it for you after the Jum'ah. Maybe you can look at it, inshallah. And on Sunday, April 2nd, inshallah, we're going to have the first conference in Colorado. Almost seven speakers. We're going to talk about addictions, trapped addictions, certain addictions that we fall into, inshallah. One last thing. You know, a country that I love. Wallahi ya ikhwa, a country that I love dearly, and I love the brothers from there. Wallahi, with no offense. I want to tell you something. Islam at one stage in America kind of tipped towards the let go brand of the religion. Let me put it this way, let me be blunt with you, the extreme Sufis. Sufism is supported by all political systems. Because that's the brand of Islam they want. So, you know, here we are, we're traveling and we're doing all type of things. And somehow, subhanAllah, I felt at one stage that, man, it's until that wave of refugees came from Somal. We love these brothers, wallahi. Wallahi, we love them. They love the Quran and Sunnah. And we love them for that. And the balance happened in a lot of states. When I travel, and I know what I'm talking about, Minnesota, you ended up with people who love the Quran and Sunnah. They got a new president. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring peace into this country at the hand of this man, ya Rabbil Alameen. Nas'al Allah lahu at-tawfiq, ya Rabbil Alameen wal-falah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum.